All three of us are very involved in what we do. I decided that since our core business was real estate, I should learn as much as possible about mortgages. I've become an independent licensed mortgage broker who does deals with different banks. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm learning a lot that I know will help our business. Amazingly enough, I have started making decent money doing mortgages, and I certainly don't mind the extra cash flow. I don't plan on being a loan officer forever, just long enough to hire the best mortgage advisor I can find. Kiyosaki says to never fall in love with an investment vehicle. So even though real estate is what we've started doing, we do not want to limit ourselves. We want to become involved in business ventures of all kinds, as long as the numbers make sense. Our goal is to buy and hold big real estate deals like apartment complexes and commercial buildings, not just in the United States, but also internationally. Since Jeff and John are fluent in speaking, reading, and writing Japanese, we would like to do some business with Japan. John speaks Thai, so Thailand is also on our list. Both Jeff and John can read Chinese characters, and they want to expand our business there. Jeff and I speak Spanish, so we also want to be involved in business ventures in Latin America. I started applying Kiyosaki's principles in my life when I was 24. I am 25 right now. Jeff and John were both 28, and they're 29 now. We started out with no assets on our balance sheet, only liabilities. Our income statement had more outflows than inflows. Those outflows were mostly doodads. Our only source of income was earned income. In a year, we have bought over $1.25 million worth of real estate, and we have kept $890,000 of it. Now we have passive income, portfolio income, and earned income. We are trying to follow Robert and Kim's goal when they first got started of only spending 70% of our income and putting aside 10% for investing, 10% for savings, and 10% for charity. We don't really spend on doodads anymore. We're being frugal while we build our business, but once we have hit Rich Dad's definition of rich, we know we won't have to be so frugal anymore. We're still defining what retirement means to us, but I figure that in 5 years, we'll know what it is. Although anybody can do what we have done, it took us a year just to get into the right frame of mind before we even bought our first house. It also took a lot of emotional preparation and a lot of education. We are still always learning. It might take other people less time to prepare than it took us, or it might take them more time. But regardless of how long it takes someone to prepare, we want to emphasize the fact that preparation, i.e., learning about real estate at a macro level as well as at a micro level, and becoming skilled in investment and financing strategies, takes time and effort. It takes a lot of patience, too, as well as a lot of self-control, especially over emotions. That's why we're such big Rich Dad fans. He lays out each emotion that investors need to overcome. In real estate, we regard fear as being the most crucial emotion to overcome. People become afraid they will never find a good real estate deal, and then go and buy a bad one because they are afraid if they don't buy now, they never will buy. We say no deal is better than a bad deal. We have also seen landlords get so afraid that they will never get a tenant that they rent to the first person that drops by. It's better to lose a couple of months of rent finding the right tenant than renting to a tenant that will trash the property and never pay rent. We also see people who become so afraid that something will go wrong with the house they are buying that they forego a fabulous deal. They don't take the necessary steps to inspect the house or work with the numbers so they can hedge potential losses. Like Rich Dad says, don't become a victim of analysis paralysis. While we aim to inspire others in their quest for success, at the same time we want to evoke a sense of caution. We don't think people should expect that they are going to make it big in real estate overnight. There are a lot of investors around us who have gone broke trying to rent or flip a house. We actually bought a foreclosed home from one of these investors. That's why being prepared is so important. We made sure to acquire experience in real estate before we got ready to buy. We did it by putting in offers, although we couldn't buy the property, by reading a lot of books and checking websites, and by researching our local market. Also, we talked to a lot of realtors, brokers, and investors and got a lot of useful information that way. Real estate isn't complicated to do when you know what you're doing and the process is ongoing. We still learn every day. In our opinion, the two keys to real estate success are to get control of your emotions and to keep an open mind because you will be learning every day. If it wasn't for Robert Kiyosaki and his advisors, Jeff would probably still be in grad school, and John and I would be working in and hating the corporate world. We are so very grateful to have been pointed in the right direction. We know we still have much more to learn, and that we still have many failures to confront before we reach our ultimate goal, but we're excited and we look forward to it. Thanks, Rich Dad.